The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Morning Glory America, it's Hugh Hewitt inside the Beltway. We have so much news, I'm just going to get right to it. Amy Coney Barrett's going to be confirmed. I'm going to talk to three senators today about it, Chuck Todd as well. But I want to go to the big story about Hunter Biden, and yes, it connects with Joe Biden, the entire Biden family. Tucker Carlson did a fine job of summarizing it last night on Fox News. For those of you who don't stay up late, here's Tucker last night.
Us never imagined it could happen in this country, and yet today it did happen. A major American newspaper published a story, apparently an entirely accurate story, about a presidential candidate. The tech monopolies that control American media feared this story might hurt that candidate whom they favor. So 3 weeks before a national election, they shut the whole thing down. They prevented the public from reading the news. They didn't apologize for doing this. They didn't bother to make up reasonable sounding justifications for it. They just did it, exactly as the Chinese government does. These are monopolies. They have all the power. You have none. They don't have to care what you think, and they don't. This was mass censorship on a scale that America has never experienced, not in 245 years. And it's a threat to all of us. Democracies only function when there is a free exchange of information between citizens. We no longer have that. This is a dark moment. Here are the details. This morning, the New York Post published a series of emails that describe Hunter Biden's lucrative relationship with a Ukrainian energy company called Burisma, and then describe how his father, then the vice president of the United States, intervened to help his son peddle influence. Now, we've known the outlines of this story for quite some time, but these emails add damning detail. No one appears to dispute that they're real, not even the Joe Biden campaign. You're hearing whispers tonight that's all part of a Russian disinformation campaign. If this is a hoax, it is the most complex, sophisticated hoax ever perpetrated. It doesn't seem possible. There are too many. There's too much detail. These emails came from a laptop, an Apple laptop, that was dropped off at a Delaware computer repair shop last year and then abandoned there. After a certain number of days with no payment, the shop's owner took legal possession of the laptop. He looked inside. There were tens of thousands of emails, including exchanges with representatives of foreign companies and foreign governments. The laptop apparently belonged to Hunter Biden. The shop owner was stunned by this, by the appearance of corruption, and he was afraid for his family. So late last year, he gave the laptop to the FBI. He kept a copy of the hard drive for himself, but he never heard back from the FBI. By May, he was anxious. So he made overtures to Senator Mike Lee's office and at least one conservative nonprofit. He emailed their websites, but no one responded. Finally, the man contacted Rudy Giuliani's office, and today's story is the result of that. Well, the tech monopolies instantly crushed it the moment it appeared. An executive at Facebook called Andy Stone, a former Democratic staffer, announced that his company would censor the New York Post story. As he put it, Facebook would be, quote, reducing its distribution on our platform. Twitter quickly followed suit by locking the New York Post's entire Twitter account, one of the biggest newspapers in the world, banned from Twitter. Twitter then prevented its users from sharing the New York Post story, both privately and publicly. Those who tried to share it got this message, quote, your tweet couldn't be sent because this link has been identified by Twitter or our partners as being potentially harmful. Harmful? In a separate explanation, Twitter wrote this, quote, we don't permit the use of our services to directly distribute content obtained through hacking that contains private information, may put people in physical harm or danger, or contains trade secrets. Yes, the same Twitter that just promoted a New York Times story about the president's private tax returns, obviously obtained illegally, that Twitter. And who, by the way, was hacked here? No one was hacked. Twitter never addressed that. As for, quote, trade secrets, there were none. We already knew that Hunter Biden was trading on his father's office to make 50 grand a month from the Ukrainians. In October, he admitted it.
You didn't have any extensive knowledge about natural gas or Ukraine itself, though. No, but I think that I had as much knowledge as anybody else that was on the board, if not more.
In the list that you gave me of the reasons why you're on that board, you did not list the fact that you were the son of the vice president.
Of course, yeah. No.
What role do you think that played?
I think that it is impossible for me to be on any of the boards that I just mentioned without saying that I'm the son of the vice president of the United States.
Oh, thanks for acknowledging reality. So we knew the outlines. What we didn't know until today was how brazen this was. Hunter Biden didn't simply sell access to his father, the vice president, or take cash to influence American foreign policy. No, it's weirder than that. As he schemed to extract more money from Burisma, Hunter Biden didn't refer to his father as his father. He referred to Joe Biden, the vice president, as, quote, my guy. On April 13th, 2014, for example, Hunter Biden wrote this to his business partner, quote, the announcement of my guy's upcoming travel should be characterized as part of our advice and thinking, end quote. Hunter Biden added that he needed to be, quote, protected financially and wanted a long-term role with Burisma. Quote, the contract should begin now, not after the upcoming visit of my guy. That should include a retainer in the range of $25,000. It's not clear if Biden got that retainer, but we know he did get a high-paying job at Burisma. Then in May 2014, just weeks after Hunter Biden joined the board of that company, a top executive there let him know why he was being paid. Very explicitly, quote, we urgently need your advice on how you could use your influence to convey a message, signal, etc., to stop what we consider to be politically motivated actions. The executive wrote that in an email. Quote, use your influence to convey a message. What message? What does that mean? Well, another email from the same executive obtained by the New York Post, dated April 17, 2015, explains in very clear terms what it means. Quote, dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together. It's really an honor and pleasure. Oh, that's what you're not allowed to read. And you can see why Facebook and Twitter don't want to allow you to read it. If Joe Biden met with Burisma executives at the request of his son for the profit of his own family, it becomes very clear that Joe Biden's previous denials were lies. Just last year, Joe Biden was telling us he had no idea what his son was doing at Burisma.
You were the vice president running point on Ukraine. The average Joe hears that and says, that sounds fishy. What's your understanding of what your son was doing for an extraordinary amount of money?
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board. I found out he was on the board after he was on the board. And that was it. And there's nobody.
Well, you've had a lot of time. Isn't this something you want to get to the bottom of?
No, because I trust my son.
But that doesn't pass the smell test. Like when you're vice president, isn't there a higher standard? Don't you need to know what's happening with your family? Don't you need to put down some guardrails?
Unless there was something that was there was something on his face that was wrong. There's nothing on his face that was wrong.
Nothing on its face that was wrong. That was before we saw these emails. You'll remember that back in 2018, Joe Biden explained that he got the top prosecutor in Ukraine fired. That prosecutor, Viktor Shokin, said he was planning to investigate Burisma when he was stripped of his job. Here's how Joe Biden explained slash bragged about how he canned Viktor Shokin.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. Said, "No," I said, "I'm not going to. We're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, "I said, call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion." I said, "You're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Why is the vice president of the United States firing prosecutors in Ukraine? Pause for a moment and ask yourself that. That's bizarre behavior. It doesn't help the United States in any way. Why was he doing that? At the time, Biden's handlers denied there was anything wrong with this. They just said Shokin was corrupt and somehow the world was benefiting by Shokin getting fired. They didn't explain how we'd benefit from that. But of course, Joe Biden didn't do it for his son. He didn't know anything about Burisma. He didn't know what Hunter Biden was up to. No clue. Then last October, we showed you a photograph of Joe and Hunter Biden golfing with a board member at Burisma, Hunter Biden's business partner, a man called Devin Archer. The Biden campaign never explained that photograph. Our media, of course, never really followed up. Instead, just as they're now rushing to bury the New York Post story, CNN rushed into Joe Biden's defense.
The impeachment inquiry is centered on President Trump's attempts to get political dirt from Ukraine on Vice President Biden and his son Hunter. Mr. Vice President, President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there's no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
A few months later, we got some sense why Anderson Cooper was so careful in the interview you just saw. In December, a voter in Iowa tried to ask Joe Biden about Burisma and his fitness for office. Joe Biden lost control of himself. He called the man fat and then challenged him to a push-up contest.
That damn liar, man. That's not true. And no one has ever said that. And you want to check my shape on, let's do push-ups together, man. Let's run. Let's do whatever you want to do. Let's take you on a pizza. You said I set up my son to work in an oil company. Isn't that what you said? Get your words straight, Jack. But look, fat, look, here's the deal.
Here's the deal. What is the deal, actually? That's a question every American, no matter what your political views, has a right to an answer.
That was Tucker Carlson last night before the new New York Post story dropped about Hunter Biden in China, referring to the big guy getting 10% of an equity in a venture fund. It appears the big guy is Joe Biden. Will George Stephanopoulos be asking a lot of questions about this tonight? He should be. We'll talk about it. 1-800-520-1234. Connection to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.
Nothing you could do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy. I'm sticking to my guy like a snap to a letter, like birds of a feather. We stick together, I'm telling you from the start.
Welcome back, America 2 Hewitt. 1-800-520-1234. The big story of the day is Hunter Biden's corruption. The laptop he left, according to the New York Post, at a repair shop when unclaimed and unpaid for became the possession of the repair shop's owner, who copied the hard drive. And on the hard drive are emails, which will be fed, I think, daily between now and the election. Today's big story is the amount of money Hunter Biden took out of China. And I am flabbergasted. We don't know about this until now. Quote, documents include an attorney engagement letter executed in September of 2017, in which one of Yi's, a big Chinese guy, party member, top lieutenants agreed to pay Biden a $1 million retainer for counsel to matters related to U.S. law and advice pertaining to the hiring and legal analysis of any U.S. law firm or lawyer. Now, I practiced for 33 years. I'm retired now from the active practice of law, though I'm still the general counsel of the Nixon Foundation. Will occasionally do a matter for a friend or a family member. I remain active in the California District of Columbia bars and practiced in large firms and small for 33 years. Never, ever, ever, in large firm or small, have I ever heard of a $1 million engagement letter to consult on the retaining of lawyers. It's a bribe. It's a bribe. Now, Jason Miller, the head of comms at the Trump team, says that Twitter and Facebook have made this story an infinitely bigger problem for Joe Biden and permanent damage to their own brands. What I think they've done is they've made the New York Post a lot of money. I've never had the New York Post on my bookmark bar in the morning. I've always done Financial Times, Times of Israel, The Telegraph, The Wall Street Journal, The Washington Post, The New York Times. I've now added The New York Post because it appears that The New York Post is going to be the go-to people when you have a story that you don't want to have censored or killed by the left wing that controls The New York Times. So if you're in New York, you're going to go to The Post. But does it matter? It should matter. It should dominate. There are two competing town halls tonight, Donald Trump being interviewed by Savannah Guthrie at 8 o'clock, George Stephanopoulos being interviewed by, Joe Biden being interviewed by George Stephanopoulos. I remember when the DUI dropped on George W. Bush the weekend before the election in 2000. George W. Bush was enjoying a comfortable lead, 6 points until that. And what happened to him is very similar to what has happened to Cal Cunningham, who's been revealed as a cheater on his wife and perhaps a serial adulterer, at least once, we know, and maybe a violator of the Uniform Code of Military Justice in North Carolina. The numbers collapse. The numbers collapse. And it's hard to pick up on the polls because they collapse quietly and internally and nobody sees it. But I think the numbers are going to collapse on Joe Biden because this astonishing amount of money, a September 2017 million-dollar retainer, may occur, I believe, after the point that Joe Biden has decided not to run for president. At that point, they may just have decided, we're just going to go for the money. So what do you think about all this? Amy Coney Barrett's going to be confirmed. She dazzled. We'll talk to the senators about that later. But what do you think about this Joe Biden story? 1-800-520-1234. What do you think about the fact that the president, I'll play it for you after the break. He went long on this thing. I got to check the market, though, because yesterday was a very bad day for the market. And the Dow was down 165, NASDAQ down 95, S&P down 23. Overseas this morning, everything is red by more than 2%, actually, because the coronavirus is back in Europe and there is no relief package in the United States because Nancy Pelosi is blocking it. So the market lost confidence. What did gold do? Even gold went down a little bit to 1,896. So if you've been waiting to buy gold until it dipped, now's the time. HughGold.com, HughGold.com, or visit or send my or text my name, Hugh, H-U-G-H, to 474747. HughGold.com. They will help you move 10 to 25% of your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals. They guard it. They secure it. It's very, very safe. But you can buy gold direct from them. Just send your name or send my name, Hugh, H-U-G-H. Text it to 474747 or go to HughGold.com, HughGold.com, and come back here and hear what the president said about the Bidens last night in Iowa on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. Hugh Hewitt, inside the Beltway. The New York Post release of documents obtained from what appears to be a Hunter Biden computer. Not hacked. Possession by virtue of non-payment is real. It's a real thing. That's the story we're being told. It will be investigated. But meanwhile, the documents appear very authentic because they're accompanied by private pictures of Hunter Biden, which I will not discuss. But the president discussed all of this and the censorship of the story by Facebook and Twitter last night in Des Moines, cut number 18.
Pelosi, since May, she has had a bill in place, and Republicans refuse to take it up.
We're going to dip in here. He's talking about this Hunter Biden situation. Let's see what the president is saying in Iowa, Des Moines, Iowa tonight.
Corrupt business dealing. And this is a big smoking gun. The newly uncovered emails reveal that a top executive from the highly questionable Ukrainian company, it's an energy company, which paid Hunter at least $50,000 a month, but it's now looking like it could be $183,000 a month. That's a lot of money. Would anybody in this audience take it? I'll take it. We'll take it. Despite the fact that he had absolutely no experience, knew nothing about energy, wrote to Hunter, arranging for a meeting to meet with Vice President Joe Biden. I've been saying this for a long time with that family. The same Ukrainian energy executive even sent Hunter an email saying, quote, we urgently need your advice on how you could use your influence. In other words, Hunter was being paid for access to his vice president father, who was specifically put in charge of Ukraine and Russia. How about the Russia hoax? It turned out that they were the ones that did the Russia hoax. It was them. No collusion. No collusion. These emails show that Biden's repeated claim that he has never spoken to Hunter about his business dealings were a complete lie. It was a total lie. He lied to you over and over because he's trying to cover up a massive pay-for-play scandal at the heart of his vice presidency. And everybody knows it. Everybody in Washington knows it. We've known it for a long time. The fact is, there was never an administration more corrupt than the Obama-Biden administration. There was never, never. Just weeks ago, Joe stood before the American people in a presidential debate and told you that these claims had been totally discredited and that his son did nothing wrong. But now that turns out to be a total lie. Now we can see clearly that Biden is a corrupt politician who shouldn't even be allowed to run for the presidency. I was pressing Joe Biden to tell the truth because the corrupt lamestream media right back there, all those cameras right back there, they're corrupt and they refuse to write the story. There wasn't one time in almost 4 years during my presidency, during the greatest political scandal in U.S. history, a witch hunt, a horrible, horrible, disgusting witch hunt that should never, ever happen to another presidency again, and people should pay for the crimes they committed. Which turned out to be a total illegal hoax that false and libelous stories every day. False and libelous stories, and they knew they were false, too. They knew they were false. They were never taken down by Twitter or Facebook or the mainstream media, never once. Yet with Biden today, they take negative posts down almost before they even go up. They're trying to protect him. They're trying to protect Biden. They take him down. And I was just getting off that magnificent plane behind us, Air Force One. And I had heard, and I just don't know this for a fact, but they say, Kaylee McEnany. You know Kaylee, right? Kaylee McEnany. Good Kaylee. She's so great. She's incredible. They closed down her account. She's the White House press secretary because she's reporting the truth. They closed down her account. So let's see what's going to happen. And did you hear the news? Bruce Orr is finally out of the Department of Justice. Bruce Orr. Him and his wonderful wife, Molly. She wrote all this stuff, and then he goes and he works at the Department of Justice, and he took it. Didn't he bring it to the FBI? The wife writes it. She gets paid a lot of money. Bruce Orr is finally out of the Department of Justice. That's good. A couple of years too late, that's all. He should be not only in the Department of Justice outbox, he should be someplace else, okay? 8 months after his alleged meeting with the Burmese executives, so this Burmese, they say, pronounce it Burmese, a real beautiful company. Vice President Joe Biden went to Ukraine and threatened to withhold $1 billion in aid if they did not fire the prosecutor that was investigating his son and the company that his son worked for. That's very mystery. The documents also show that before one of Joe's trips to Ukraine, Hunter emailed his business partner saying his lucrative contract should begin now. Think of that. Should begin now. Right now, it's got to begin. The whole thing is so incredible. Here's a guy. Look, let's just put it in simple language. He got thrown out of the military. That's unfortunate. He didn't have a job for a long time. His father becomes vice president, and he's making millions and millions and millions of dollars a year. Think of it. No, think of it. think of it, it's like the Hillary stuff, the crooked Hillary, and it's the crooked Joe. You know, when a Democrat voter here in Iowa asked Joe last year, you remember, if his son raked in money in exchange for providing access, Joe called that man a damn liar. You're a damn liar. Kid's making millions of dollars. He had nothing. He didn't have a job. Thrown out of the military, sadly, but thrown out of the military. And he knew nothing about energy. He knew nothing about investments. Knew nothing about China. How about he walked away $1.5 billion to manage for China? They don't do that with the most brilliant people on Wall Street. Vice President Biden, you owe the people of America an apology because it turns out you are a corrupt politician, okay? Joe Biden must immediately release all emails, meetings, phone calls, transcripts, and records related to his involvement in his family's business dealings, influence paddlings around the world, including China and including Russia, including Russia. Hunter raked in a fortune from China while Joe Biden was giving China all of our jobs. They came, we know where they came from, Iowa, and plenty of other places, but they came from Iowa. He was giving them, they were taking our jobs, they were taking our factories, they were taking everything, they were taking our wealth. And I gave you $28 billion to say thank you very much.
So now he's back in. This is going to feature in the town hall tonight with Savannah Guthrie. There's no way it's not. I don't know if George Stephanopoulos is going to bring it up. Detective Tom from Oakland. Hello, Tom. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Hugh. Okay, I'm a little slow on the uptake, as you know, because of my job and because I don't go to the degree-granting institution out here in the Pac-10. So my question is, help me out here with the timeline. When was the hard drive discovered or turned over to the feds, approximately?
I believe December of last year.
Okay, and so I'm left to go ahead and discern that they've been sitting on this since then?
Yeah, and I'm going to assume that, like every organization, it probably sat around. They may not have known what to do with it. They may have known what to do with it and didn't want to do something with it. I don't know.
So that might go ahead and answer the legal questions. I mean, we don't know if there's any illegalities here, do we?
I don't think there is, actually. I believe you take possession. The story, according to the Post, is that it was an abandoned laptop, which you take possession of if you've done work on it and hadn't been paid for. It becomes yours.
No, I got that. I'm talking about illegalities within the hard drive. We don't know what's on the hard drive in toto, correct?
Oh, correct. There's a lot we don't know. It's being leaked out day by day.
Okay, so then one of the questions is legally, from my perspective, is we would have to go ahead and ascertain the veracity of the hard drive, the component of the computer, because you told me that the copy was made by the shopkeeper, correct?
Correct. That's the story.
And that was the one that was turned over to the press, correct?
Yes, correct. It was given actually to Rudy Giuliani, who gave it to the press.
Okay, so the FBI has had no they've not released any statement or said, yes, in fact, we've taken possession of this. There's a case file.
That's correct.
Stuff that we do on our
end. No corroboration yet.
Okay, well, there may not be anything to the this may just be extremely bad publicity, and the fact that it corroborates that, you know, there was a quid for the pro quo.
That's true.
Okay, then we don't know if there's anything illegal that happened then.
No, we do know that $1 million for China means that the Foreign Agent Registration Act is involved, and therefore,
how many guys go ahead and get clipped on that?
Very few, but it is a law, and I believe it's what got Michael Flynn to a plea is FARA. Hunter Biden seems to have violated FARA to me, but I don't know the facts yet.
We're not gonna find that out unless Trump goes ahead and wins and keeps the Justice Department. And at that point, I don't know what's going on with the FBI anyway. I don't trust them, which is sad. But so we can't ascertain if there's any illegality. This just confirms what maybe a lot of voters out there think about you know, Joe Biden and his family, correct?
It raises the negatives of Biden prior to the election. And I think it does have a dramatic impact in swing states because a lot of people are on the fence, Tom. You know that, right?
Oh, no. I agree. It's going to be a turnout election. Clearly Biden lied and he's covering up for his kids. I don't know if there's anything illegal about that.
I agree, except Farah. I will tell you one thing, though. I believe that you just articulated one of the reasons people should vote. The unmasking proved not to be criminal. May not have been right, but it proved not to be criminal thus far as we know, and the guy in charge of it is retired. So no charges with regard to unmasking. What I would like to know, though, is whether or not Durham discovers if there was anything illegal worth indicting, and we won't know that until after the election. And if we don't reelect Trump, we'll never get to the bottom of any of it. And I would like everyone exonerated or indicted, depending upon what they find, and we'll never get to the bottom of it unless people vote for Trump. I think that's why people should vote for Trump. Tom, I got to go. Thank you, my friend. Welcome back, America. Day 4 of the Amy Coney Barrett hearings will go on today. She is no longer done. She's gotten through the gauntlet. And with 3 days of Senate hearings behind her, President Trump's nominee appears to be sailing towards confirmation. I hope she gets some Democratic votes. She's brilliant. And that's despite the foot dragging and the rabbit hole digging by Democrats on the Judiciary Committee left us all dazed and confused. They oppose the confirmation process even taking place. Kristen Wagoner is a senior legal counsel for America's most respected, in my view, legal defense fund. It is the Alliance Defending Freedom, came up during the hearings because Amy Coney Barrett has lectured, as I have, to the Blackstone fellows in the past. And Kristen Wagoner believes that this is a great thing that's going on. She disagrees that the constitutional process should not have taken place.
Elections have consequences, and it would be more unusual for the president and the Senate not to move forward. The nominee have a public record of demonstrating a commitment and also the courage to protect America's fundamental constitutional freedoms, including the religious freedom and free speech for all.
For all. Last year, ADF received more than 5,000 requests for legal assistance, many of them from churches, many of them from small communities of believers. A handful from people who don't believe in anything at all but wanted their free speech rights defended. The ADF tries to represent everyone, and they do so for free, but because of the contributions of people like you. You've really been rallying to them this week. Please, if you haven't yet given to ADF, go to HughHewitt.com, scroll to the top. You'll find a banner there. Will you fight for your freedom? Give now. Please contribute. You can also call the number 866-359-9644. That's 866-359-9644. And get the Blackstone fellows even more support. It would be great if the 200 could become 400. Right now they can afford to bring 200 law students a summer to the Blackstone fellowship. 200 of the best, smartest minds in America. And that's why Judge Barrett lectured to them. It's why I lectured to them. They're just great law students. Let me also remind you that early voting is underway in places like Arizona and Michigan and Georgia and in Ohio. Please go out and vote early. Don't get stuck. There are going to be long lines on Election Day. We are 20 days away. Let's get out and vote now. Will you go to KeepAmericaAmerica.com, please? KeepAmericaAmerica.com. We'll tell you where to vote based on your zip code. And they're going to ask you, will you take a pledge to get one other person to the polls, one other member of your family, one other member of your church, one other member of your work group or your mom's group? Get out and vote. The country depends upon it. We've got to keep the Republican Senate. We've got to elect Susan Collins in Maine. She has saved 8,000 businesses in Maine with the PPP. 8,000 businesses that Susan Collins came up with after the COVID arrived. Susan Collins did that. Tom Tillis in North Carolina constructed the Great CARES Act. Tom Tillis was involved in that. David Perdue in Georgia needs your vote. David Perdue in Georgia needs your vote a lot. We need your help in Colorado for Cory Gardner. We need your help in Iowa for Joni Ernst. We need your help. Now, Steve Daines appears to have put it to bed. I don't think there's any other senator except Martha McSally in a tight race. Martha McSally in Arizona really needs your vote. Please go vote early in Arizona. Don't get caught in the line. KeepAmericaAmerica.com to go and find what you need to do. Let's go to the phones. Elizabeth in Detroit, are you voting for John James, Elizabeth?
Yes, I am. And, you know, they don't put his name on half the flyers that they criticize Gary Peters. And somewhere on it, it should say, vote John James. And half of the Michigan Republican Party flyers don't even have his name on it.
Well, John James is in a dead heat. John James is going to win that race. It's going to be the biggest upset of this cycle because I think he's going to cut it.
He's got to win.
The black vote in Detroit is going to go for John James. I think he's been working relentlessly for 2 years. I'll have him on next week.
Great. Wonderful. Well, I'm drinking my Honor Bound coffee.
Thank you.
And the reason I called is military intelligence report. According to that said, FBI had a copy of the hard drive September 2019, and they had a grand jury December of 2019. So what the heck have they been doing? The word that I have is that the same mentality that's been an impediment to Durham or anything coming out is this DC mentality with the prestige of office.
Now, Elizabeth, I actually don't
be interfering.
I actually don't believe that's the case with this. I believe they got it in December of 19, according to the New York Post. And they would not, just because you just got to think about what happens with mail that arrives in your own house. I got stuff in the house back at home that has been there for 2 weeks that I haven't opened up. And so a guy from Delaware says, I got a laptop. I think it's Hunter Biden's laptop. And he gives it to the Bureau and he gives it to Rudy Giuliani's firm. Rudy Giuliani's firm eventually gets around to it and they look at it. But they didn't release it during the impeachment when it really would have helped President Trump. And so sometimes stuff just, I don't think there's a conspiracy. I think it's just government. But now that it's out, I can't believe Twitter and Facebook are censoring it because they've never censored a story. You see, the Constitution is very clear, according to the Supreme Court. Illegally obtained material, if legally transferred to a press organization, is legitimately publishable. That is the law. And I don't understand why Facebook and Twitter are censoring the New York Post. But go to the New York Post, nypost.com, and read for yourself. Come right back, America, to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.